Welcome to Amit Sehgal, Telegram. A rather eventful day, it seems. Let's get into it, shall we?
Absolutely. A lot to unpack here. We have reports from Gaza, a missile from Yemen, political maneuvering. Where do we even begin?
Well, the most immediate concern, I'd say, is the news about the fallen IDF soldiers, Captain Noam Ravid and Sergeant Yali Seror, both from the Yahalom unit. A tragic loss.
Tragic indeed. Killed in Rafah, it says here. And another soldier critically injured in that incident, plus another critical injury in a separate incident in northern Gaza. This conflict continues to take a heavy toll.
It does. And then, of course, the missile from Yemen, a direct hit near Ben-Gurion Airport. That's a significant escalation.
It is. The reports mention both Arrow 3 and THAAD systems failing to intercept. That's concerning, to say the least. And it seems there was some confusion initially about whether it was a direct hit or falling debris from an interception attempt.
Right. And thankfully, it seems the injuries were relatively minor, all things considered. A few people with light injuries from the blast. But the disruption, airline cancellations, Ben-Gurion shut down for a time. A real mess.
Makes you think about the fragility of it all, you know? One missile and suddenly, everything grinds to a halt. And the political fallout is just beginning. Netanyahu promising a response against Iran. Katz talking about hitting back sevenfold. Big talk, but what will it actually mean?
Well, we'll see. There's talk of attacking Yemen, but that's a tricky proposition. And speaking of tricky, this whole business with the Attorney General and the proposed split of her role, it sounds like a real power struggle.
It is. Saar claiming Barav Miara knew about his intention to split the role all along. Levin accusing her of lacking integrity and saying she should resign. Lots of accusations flying around. And meanwhile, Shass is opposing the move until the draft law passes. It's all connected, isn't it?
It is. It's all part of the same political game. And the public is caught in the middle. What else? The strike is over, it seems. No school on Lag BOMER. Arrests made in connection with the attempted arson near Ben Shemin Forest.
Right, and the IDF calling up tens of thousands of reservists. Zamir talking about destroying all infrastructure in Gaza, above and below ground. A strong message, to be sure.
Very strong. And the IDF denying those reports about Turkish fighter jets intercepting Israeli planes during the strikes in Syria. A lot of conflicting information out there. It's hard to know what to believe.
It is. But one thing is clear. This is a complex and volatile situation, and it's likely to remain so for the foreseeable future.
Agreed. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Amit Sehgal Telegram. We'll be back soon with more updates. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.